It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Election fraud, while very rare in Iowa, is the reason Republicans have entered legislation to require voters to use an ID to vote. They call it a voter integrity bill. Democrats are calling it a voter suppression bill. Whatever you want to call it, the Senate amended it last week, and with me this morning to discuss that bill and other action at the Capitol is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Joyce, good morning.
Hello, Clay.
Now, the House will likely pass this amended voter ID bill. What are these changes?
One example is that the Senate wants to narrow the window for early voting. Currently, for 40 days before an election, you can turn in your absentee ballot, vote at the county auditor's office, or go do satellite voting. They want to narrow that to 21 days. Democrats don't like that. Another change was more bipartisan, that the bill would allow, or the amendment would allow 17-year-olds to vote in a primary if they will be 18 by the general election. But make no mistake, this is still a very partisan bill. The vote in the Senate, 26-21, with all the Democrats and one independent senator all voting against it.
Now, House leaders last week said they want minimum wage to only be held at a state level, but House leaders went on to say that they don't want to raise the minimum wage. Have they offered any examples of a time when they would support raising the state minimum?
Well, no, and I don't think very many people were predicting that the GOP-controlled legislature was going to raise the statewide minimum wage this year. And that is even though Governor Branstad has said he supports a modest increase. I think all along it was clear that Republicans were going to do something to prevent cities and counties from raising their wages above the current statewide minimum, which, of course, is what they're doing with their bill. I think the best that advocates might have hoped for as far as a higher minimum wage would have been that the legislature would at least grandfather in the counties that have raised their wage already. There was some talk about that in the Senate before the session started, but I haven't heard any talk recently about grandfathering in those counties.
And we've even seen Lee County down in southeast Iowa raise the wage or vote for it anyway, even as this bill continues to move forward. Any indication that it won't pass?
No, I think passage is pretty well assured. It's passed the House, passed a Senate committee last week, and now awaits a vote in the full Senate.
Let's shift to water quality now. Republicans early on touted something getting done on water quality this legislative session. Mostly what's been discussed is this bill to break up the Des Moines Water Works, which has been available for debate but keeps getting pushed back. Any talks going on regarding water quality in general?
Well, that bill to dismantle the Des Moines Water Works was, as you implied, was on the House debate calendar all week last week. Everyone was kind of bracing for that debate. But leaders in the House now say that Republicans say they've not reached consensus on that bill. As you know, critics all along said that the bill was designed to punish the Des Moines Water Works for its lawsuit against three northern Iowa counties over nitrate pollution that ends up in water in Des Moines. Also, as you know, that lawsuit died a natural death without this bill, and that raises a question about whether this bill has a purpose. The bill would get rid of municipal water utilities and give that authority to city councils instead. But House Majority Leader Chris Hagenow last week said that idea has merit on its own, and he said that the bill was never about the lawsuit.
What's left to get done before we can start talking about adjournment in about a month?
Well, that would be the budget. As you know, revenue projections were recently estimated downward, and we're expecting Republicans to announce this week their budget targets. That's how much they want to spend overall, taking those lowered revenue expectations into account. House estimates so far are pretty grim. Leaders say there will have to be cuts in next year's budget below what agencies had to spend this year.
All right, we'll continue watching. Joyce Russell is our State House correspondent. Joyce, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Clay.